We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, when you use promo code DNVR, new customers, you can bet just $5 on any college football team to win, and you're going to get $200 in free bets instantly, win or lose. That's with promo code DNVR only on DraftKings Sportsbook. I am Patrick Lyons.
I am Susie Hunter. Patrick, as we record this on Wednesday, what a beating the Rockies just took.
Yeah, the smackdown was layeth upon them. Wouldn't you agree?
So formal, yes.
Smackdown? See, I knew you were a big wrestling fan.
I freaking hate
you
this.
You didn't know what that was.
I already want to leave the show, and we're like 30 seconds into it.
New record, baby.
I hate it here.
I got another Easter egg coming up here in just a little bit. But a brutal loss, yes, on Wednesday. 16-4, Rockies were able to get four runs in the seventh, and then they just gave them all right back. Mm-hmm. So drubbing. And then some,
and
that's
then
right.
Some. So generous.
Did win on Tuesday against the Rangers, so they split that series. Lose their first game against the Rangers this season. They're 3-1. Mm-hmm. They actually had won five games in a row against Texas at home, and they fall to 54-71 on the season. But overall, a winning homestand against a team in the Giants who were about 500, I think, going into the series. Mm-hmm. They take two out of three, and then the Rangers very much under 500 and kind of struggling a little bit. They've had some ebbs and flows. As we talked yesterday with Robin Hearn about the Rangers and their unfortunate luck, so to speak, especially with a guy like John Gray, who we'll talk about a little bit. It was nice to see his return to Coors Field.
Yeah.
For a quick two-game series, it actually does feel like a lot kind of went down with side stories and stories about the future of the team in September.
Really quick. Ooh. We do have a comment from Jesse Friedman from the PHNX Diamondbacks.
Yo!
What's up, Jesse?
I feel like this is not working. I don't know why, but it doesn't matter. I feel you, Susie. The wrestling references from our prospective co-hosts get old.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesse.
I see you out there.
I have just been waiting for someone to be on my side for once. I just feel like such an underdog.
Susie, there are so many people who are on the wrong side of history all the time. You are not alone. You are not alone. I want you to feel alone.
I'm not on the wrong side of history. I'm on the cool, not nerd side of history.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Good. Take offense.
Well, we'll have a timeout before we continue our battle, so to speak. Man, the Rockies could have used a timeout really early on. Like there's no way in baseball that you can really have one of those timeouts. You have a mound visit, but by the time you would have exercised one of those timeouts, it was already 9-0. Jose Urania gave up two in the first. Rangers sent up 12 batters in the second inning. They end second up scoring inning seven.
Lasted forever. Yeah, seeing them score seven in that second inning, wow.
Not great. Wow. Couple historical notes. Most runs allowed by the Rockies since a 23-5 loss to the Giants in September of 2020.
Doesn't count. It was the 2020 season. Nothing mattered in the 2020 season.
I might have been there. I might not have. I don't know. Also kind of don't care.
Yeah.
It was one of those. That could have been the Alex Dickerson game. So maybe actually I was there. Alex Dickerson just went off like crazy because, of course, why not?
Why not?
First time that seven batters had reached in a row for the Rockies, or rather against the Rockies since 2015. Oof. That happened and just was an all-time bad performance by Jose Urania, who just clearly didn't have it. Buddy said post game, he's a guy who keeps the ball down. He's got a little sink to it. Didn't keep the ball down, and the Rangers bats just took advantage of him. Mm-hmm. But to be fair, a lot of people got taken advantage of on Wednesday, because when you lose by 12 runs like that, it's bad.
It's bad. It's just bad all around. It's very quiet in the clubhouse when we got in there after the game. But I mean, Austin Gomber did come in, did a fine job.
Yeah, that's a great point. Like, he was really important there. But he said, hey, gave us a chance to get back into the game. No, but I know what you mean. You know, give it a chance for the score to not get more inflated and swollen and bloated.
To his defense, no lead is ever safe at Coors Field. And we do know that. And you know, true, we did get those that four-run push. Had a little bit of hope there. Just like the tiniest bit.
Yeah, yeah, because you go, all right, it's 12-0 going to bottom of the seventh. They do get four runs there, and if you're able to shut them down in the top of the eighth, that wasn't the case. They end up scoring three runs. And you say, you could run it back and do the exact same thing again in the eighth, and you're still down 12-8, but now you're one swing of the bat away from tying it. And so, mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly not impossible against a team like the Rangers. But Gomber, very good. First Rocky in franchise history to toss 4 2/3 innings or more of scoreless innings, mm-hmm. Out of the bullpen while allowing one or fewer hits. Didn't give up a run. He did walk one, struck out two. So he was really good. He's had a bunch of just ho-hum starts out of the bullpen. The St. Louis one was really bad, the grand slam to mm-hmm. Albert Pujols. But this was a real good one at a time in which, you know, the Rockies are going to be down a starter. We'll talk about who's going to take Antonio Senzatella's spot in the rotation in New York. But if Urania needs to go out of the rotation, Gomber could certainly slide right into that spot.
Yeah, you have to wonder, because, I mean, we know Buddy says that he intends on Gomber coming back into the rotation. He doesn't know when, but he did mention it a little, yeah. not too long ago, fairly recently. So seeing how Urania's starts have been the past few, you have to wonder if it's going to be happening soon.
He's still a starting pitcher. You're like that. That's such a good point to not forget, because you go, well, he's the long reliever on a team that's not very good. Look at the guys who are ahead of him. And you say, well, Senzatella, Freeland, Marquez. Okay, yes, clearly, you know, they have very much an advantage. But then after that, you're like, how good could this guy be? He's having a down year. I mean, don't forget, mm-hmm. John Gray got sent down to the minors there for a period of time. Kyle Freeland got sent down in 2019 to try to work some things out right after, you know, finishing fourth in the NL Cy Young Award voting. So those kind of things happen. But yes, his future is as a starting pitcher. It's totally different than like when you have a guy like Ty Block, mm-hmm. where you go, he's a long reliever. Maybe he could be a starter. Still, down in Albuquerque, he's not doing that. Ashton yeah. Godot, we know, has been stretched out to start. He's having his struggles, and he's kind of in that in-between phase. But Gomber very much has a future, or he's going to get those opportunities,
yeah.
at least in his future, to be a starting pitcher. Jose Urania, as we said, an all-time awful performance, unfortunately. Yeah. Less than two innings pitched. I did this on the old stat head there, Patty Stats.
Oh, hashtag Patty Stats.
And nine or more runs. The last time a guy had gone two innings or less and given up nine or more runs, Austin Gomber last year, coincidentally, which was kind of odd. If you move that up to two innings, Chris Russon, it happened to him, John Thompson back in the late 90s, Denny Nagel, there's a blast from the past, so... Not great in general. Let me know what you think about this, and your hair is going to help us out.
Okay.
What do you think of? Do you know what Jose Urania's pregame routine consists of?
Oh, you know what? I've never witnessed his routine.
I haven't either. So it sounds like you're kind of aware of it, but you haven't witnessed it.
No, I'm actually, I don't think I'm aware. I think I'm in the dark on this one.
All right, Yahir, if you are able to kind of get a photograph, there's only a couple that are around from his Rockies days. We've seen it from when he was in Detroit. Also here, when he's in Miami, you can see, it's not a spit take.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
He's just a big whale and he likes to spout it up. He was told to enforced essentially to shut it down during COVID, even when there was no one around. Okay, that makes sense. But he does this thing up there. It's been compared to like LeBron, what he does. But for those who are informed, and there's one thing you don't want to not be in this industry is uninformed.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much like Triple H, wouldn't you agree? The great WWE superstar.
I don't know who that is.
Triple H also does the bottle of water. You drink half of it and you go up Moby Dick style like a big whale and you just shoot out your blowhole there. And that's his pregame thing. I haven't seen him do it either, but I think I saw it on a highlight. And then I did a Google search.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some substantial photos. If you do Jose Urania spit, that's what you're going to find.
That's actually, I mean, that's so funny. It's just, it seems delightful. But now that I know that that's, because it's like he's playing whale. And I think that's really cute. So next time we see him, I need to ask, why? Why do you do that?
Why do you play whale?
Why do you play whale? Question.
Yeah. When he's with the Marlins, it maybe makes sense.
Yeah.
He's got the blue. Now,
we're landlocked.
We are, man.
Gotta be careful.
Got some
Charlie Blackman's gonna like reel you in with this fishing line.
And Bard, keep it up. Bard's gonna have the net. He'll scoop it up. Man, Joey Chestine not looking good today again. Those rumblings around, like, are we gonna see him when we come back from this 10-game road trip? Rockies will be playing the Mets for 3, Atlanta for 3, Cincinnati for 3. The humidity tour.
The humidity tour 2022. Let's go.
3-city trip, and it's not even their last one of the season. Well, actually, it is their last one of the season, but it's kind of their longest trip of the season, if you don't count, you know, where the season ends in San Francisco.
Yeah.
6 in L.A. But Elias Montero getting back in the lineup today after a day off on Tuesday. Another multi-hit game, his second in his last 4. And Brendan Rodgers doing a nice job at the plate as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's just been incredible since the All-Star break. Mm-hmm. He's been incredible since, I mean, I hate to toot my own horn, but he's been incredible since I called it.
Yeah. Yeah, 2-for-3 today with a walk. On base percentage of just under 400 since the All-Star break. Slugging not too high. You know, it's been a lot of singles, but that's okay. Like those extra base hits are going to come a little bit more. We've seen the power kind of come and go. We've seen that with a lot of guys on the Rockies roster, frankly. So if you want to say that, or if you want to throw some arrows his way, look, I think the entire roster is suffering from it. So I think it's something more than just a Brendan Rodgers issue, maybe why he's not hitting for quite as much power as you would like to see. I think, you know, the entire team might be suffering for it. But interesting thing there, as we mentioned, Chestine, not very good. But baseball is life.
Yes.
Life's a flat circle. Baseball's a flat circle. I don't know where I'm going, but this was in the game notes. I don't know if you saw this. Did you find this to be interesting about Charlie Culberson, former Colorado Rocky guy who was infamously, not really infamously, but was traded for Marco Scudero in 2012.
Yes.
To the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought this was cool. Hits a pinch hit home run off of Jolys Chacín. That was his only time in. Got a smattering of applause there from those who were kind of paying attention there. A lot of people had left early. 25,000 in the building. Which maybe a little bit on the lower side than you would have anticipated.
It's a Wednesday. True. School's back in session,
no,
too.
You're right.
So, like, who's going to this game?
True. I think they were probably less in attendance than the 25, but even just the ticket sales of 25 seem on the lower. It's like it's just always 28,000. No matter what, there's always 28. So that's why it seemed maybe a little bit low. But smattering of clapping for him and applause. He homers first of the season. His 7th pinch hit home run of his career. Do you know when his first pinch hit home run was? September 15th, 2013. He was pinch hitting for Jolys Chacín.
That's actually baseball. Insane. That's baseball.
That's crazy.
That's baseball.
Now, if that's like his last pinch hit home run, great. If he goes off and hits a couple more, I mean, it's still an interesting little fun fact. But right now, you know, it's very live. It's a very active, quirky stat.
Wow.
I don't know. I find that to be very, very interesting.
There are no coincidences in life, Patrick.
No,
I don't
not.
Know what this means, but I know that it is not by accident.
It means that, again, we just got a little bit more meat on the bone, and that we're bringing great coverage here from DNVR Rockies, just like everybody at the DNVR.com, especially those tailgates. Man, the Broncos are ramping it up like no other. Their coverage, I mean, I feel like I'm a student in their class, watching all the great things they're doing. Trying to watch from the DNVR Nuggets guys as well, but as we were discussing, I don't necessarily know that that's a school that's abroad. Because they're over in
Serbia.
They're
studying abroad right now.
Yeah, like I don't know what I can necessarily learn from that. We talked about it off air, this idea of like, well, where's the Rockies Serbia? You know?
We all go to Venezuela.
Venezuela is the place. That's what I actually thought too. So we'll see if we bring that coverage to you. But man, you'll be able to watch an awesome documentary over on Avoca TV. But as I start off by saying, the Broncos coverage has been fantastic. And when you join the DNVR.com for only 50 cents for your first month, you actually can get a price break at our Broncos tailgates. And that includes Mile High Sliders. Awesome little food truck.
Yes.
They look delicious. They don't really look like sliders. They look bigger than that. They look gigantic for a small burger. I think if that makes sense. They almost look like regular sized burgers, frankly.
You're not making any sense, but we are going to circle back on burger size later on in the show.
Burger size?
Yes.
Interesting.
We will.
Mm-hmm. I'm very much down for that. I hope you're down to jump in the members only Discord. If you've got that membership to the DNVR.com, and if you're ready to go all in with an annual membership, you know you get a free shirt from DNVRlocker.com. Weekend's coming up. By the time you're listening to this, maybe it's Thursday. You're definitely planning for the weekend. You're thinking about that Labor Day party. Got to make sure you pick up some Avalanche Ale. It is the brew for 22. Hashtag brew for 22. There we go. I mean, we're already getting some really good kickbacks from Breckenridge Brewery.
Yes.
They take great care of us. That's why we take great care of them. But you know what? It's just a little, maybe another case of the Avalanche Ale finds its way to the DNVR bar because they did such an amazing job giving away tickets to the Stanley Cup Finals.
They did.
I think they're going to give away tickets to the next Rockies World Series. I can't promise that. Now, what part am I not promising? That they're going to give away tickets or that the Rockies are going to get there? That's the question. But either way, make sure you're supporting Breckenridge Brew, especially that Avalanche Ale, because it's their time year round. And it's time actually right now for college football. And you got to enjoy the tradition, the fun, the great offers from DraftKings Sportsbook. Man, it's the best time of the year for all that. New customers, as we said at the beginning and the top of the show, you can bet just $5 on any team and you're going to get $200 in free bets instantly, win or lose. You can also get those same game parlays for a shot at an even bigger payout. You've got just safe, secure, and reliable is what DraftKings Sportsbook is above all else, because no matter what kind of deals and specials they got going, if you can't get your money out, how good is it? How reliable is it? DraftKings Sportsbook, you never have to worry about that. You can withdraw your cash and deposit it whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use that promo code DNVR and bet just $5 on any college football game and win, lose, or draw. I'm going to go out there and say it's also a draw. You're going to go ahead and win $200 instantly in free bets. That's code DNVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only. One per new customer. Minimum $5 deposit and wager. $200 issued as $825 bets. Restrictions apply. See terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-522-4700.
I got a tweet from Derek Montilla.
Uh-oh, he's defending me. Go ahead, King Derek.
No, no.
Yes, he said, has to be.
He said, when are you replacing Patrick with Dinger? And I said, not soon enough. Dinger never talks to me about wrestling. Dinger also never talks.
Okay. I will remember that, Derek, because when Mega Ran has me on to do a little thing, to spit a couple bars, I will not be giving you a shout out, and I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to give a shout out to Herman Marquez because he was very down Tuesday night after the it was a 7-6 win, but he gave up all of the six that the Rangers scored. He did go six innings, which was great. Gave him some length, ninth consecutive start doing that. But you were there for the post-game comments. I was catching up with Elias Diaz a little bit. There was a strange play at the plate. The Rockies have been on the wrong end of that play all year long, so wanted to get some clarity on that. But you were right there in front of Marquez when he talked about his performance. What was going on? What could you read behind the eyes there?
Always talk about this, but Marquez, the Pisces prince, he has the saddest eyes after he has a bad start. And I don't think I've ever seen his eyes look as sad as they did on Tuesday night. He looked real, real beat up over it. And even today, you know, during, you know, warm-ups and stuff, and yeah, everyone was outside, I saw Bud Black. He had, like, kind of his arm around Marquez, and they were talking about something, and I didn't hear because they were too far away, but it looked like he was almost being comforted by him. So I think it was a rough one for him, but he even said he was freaking frustrated. Direct quote.
Yeah.
He was not happy with himself.
A little tearful. Even say, like, he's got that, you know, maybe not tearful, but that glint, you know, where you're just like, man, this is bad.
Big sad eyes. He's
been pitching really well, I felt like, for a month, you know, and like kind of put that early season stuff behind him and say, look, I've turned the corner. There's two seasons here. There's that part. Then there's this part. And now the this part maybe isn't a this part because of those kind of struggles. But it was nice to see Justin Lawrence get in there, struck out the side, including the notorious Bubba Thompson. Fun fact, Rockies have had a Bubba play for them. Year 2000, Bubba Carpenter, look it up. But then went and got Marcus Semien and Corey Seager. So, I mean,
that's great news. It's always great news when you can strike them out.
Yep.
Because they have just been killing us.
Yeah. Lamet Bard did a nice job in the 8th and 9th. And we got the light show. I don't know about you, but the light show never gets old for Daniel Bard. I still love it. It really does feel like a concert with the lights going and then just the intro to the to Ted Nugent's Stranglehold and just the bass drum just hitting. And it's like, it really does get you amped up and it feels like something special. Even though we've seen it six or so times, it hasn't gotten old for me. I don't know if it will.
Yeah, I feel like we've seen it more than six times. But like, every time we see it, I feel like it's as exciting as the first time.
It is. There was an interesting quote post game, and you know, he had talked about it a little bit before the game and some smaller side conversations, but CJ Krohn hadn't picked up a bat in 3 days. He did homer on Tuesday, gave him the go-ahead 3-run home run, which was fantastic to see, but he was given the day off on Saturday and Sunday. Monday was an off day, so he enjoyed that, but didn't pick up a bat for 3 days. And the interesting thing is the comment by so many people was, more guys should do that. Mm-hmm. More players should really take that step away entirely. Don't even go to the cage. It's like breaking the habit of whatever it is, doing something different. So you know what? Don't even hit it. Just because you don't take, you know, 20 balls off of a tee one day doesn't mean all of a sudden now you're going to be below the Mendoza line. So I thought that was an interesting strategy and an admittance, if you will, for CJ Krohn.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting. So Buddy, after the game on Tuesday, was saying that, you know, Krohn's issues weren't mechanical or anything. You know, he needed a break.
Yeah.
He needed a little break. He got the break. He did a reset. Man, we got a homer out of him.
He's just hard on himself, is what
he is. You know what?
Him and McMahon.
He's a Capricorn.
I mean,
so
we were both going to say it. You got there just a little bit quicker than me there. It's really a tie. But yes, of course, he's a Capricorn. Three hits on Tuesday for Blackman and Bernard. First three-hit game for Wynton Bernard. Two hits for Krohn, Grichuk, and Diaz, who also had a big three-run home run. So that was cool to see. To wrap up some of the Rocky stuff for this weekend again.
Not a weekend, but it felt like a weekend for us.
It's just weird when you just end a series the way you did with this. But do want to give a big shout out too to our DraftKings Sportsbook King of the Game.
Yes,
as you pointed out, Austin Gomber was that guy. So still can't forget about him because he really had the best pitching performance, I think, of these two games. As we said, Marquez 6 innings, 6 earned runs, but no. Gomber has the best performance, 4.2 innings pitched, 4 2/3 is really solid. He said, I got to give them some length. Like, that's it. I just got to eat innings. He did in St. Louis, you know, it didn't start off very well. An inauspicious start, if you will, but it was much better. So props to him for doing his thing there. Chris Bryant got a PRP injection there in his foot. Still no timetable.
Yeah.
Have you ever had platelet rich plasma injected into you?
I haven't. I've always thought about doing they do that with facials. Okay. So I kind of would love it. I know people do it for like hair different restoration.
Different than Botox, right? That's different than Botox.
Very different than Botox, okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh.
Cortisone. That's different too.
Yeah.
Also.
So yeah, but he's still walking around in the boot.
Yeah, he's still booting around. Alex Colomay is looking all right. He's walking fine. That's also because that's not where his injury is at. It's more of a tennis elbow, which is somewhat of a misnomer because he doesn't play tennis. Mm-hmm. To my knowledge, you know, allegedly, respectfully.
Allegedly. We right? don't have legally, any evidence
no.
pointing to whether or not he plays tennis when he's not at Coors Field.
But I jumbled my words a little bit when I talked to him post-game about tennis elbow. He's like, well, it's not really my elbow, and so it's, you know, it's the areas around the elbow, mm-hmm. so it's like the top of the forearm and the bottom of that bicep. But he's like, yeah, no, I feel good. And so it seems like on this road trip, maybe, you know, this weekend against New York mm-hmm. is when we could see Alex Colomay back in the mix in the bullpen. So
you know what,
that'll be interesting to see.
Circling back, sticking with the injuries, just like in passing, when I saw Daza last, I saw him last night. I was like, sure. Hey, how you feeling? He's like, good. I think I'm ready to start swinging soon. So
yeah,
that's as an official update as we have on that.
Yeah, it's promising. We'll wait and see what happens. Those injuries are so, mm-hmm. so strange to see what happens. So if he can get back by the end of the year, hey, great. But you definitely don't want to rush it.
It's, mm-hmm. you know, exactly.
He wants to get back. And you understand that.
Yeah.
You understand that he doesn't want to lose his spot. He wants to show what he's worth. Also wants to show how tough he is. You know, in a sense, like there's an element to that. You know, there was an outfielder not too long ago that was set free by the Rockies, who got a reputation as being a little bit of a soft guy, so to speak. We'll leave it at that. And so I think Daza maybe wants to learn from that and say, hey, look at me pushing it. And it's, man, pro sports is crazy how these things happen to these guys. Their body gets beat up, and yet, okay, too bad, keep going. Whereas, again, you or I were like, we're going to shut it down for a little while now, probably longer than we would like, just in case. There's no just in case for them.
Yeah.
At all.
Exactly. I hurt my shoulder a little bit this week.
PRP? You going to get some PRP?
No. I did ask. I
Botox?
Asked, no, I just got it last week. I hurt my shoulder. My shoulders are so weak. My legs are so strong. Shoulders are so weak. But okay. I strained it in yoga.
Ah, mm-hmm. That'll happen.
Yeah,
definitely a lot of pressure. Like,
but I have some. I got some
right there.
I got some workouts from Mike Jasperson. So,
ooh,
yes,
there you go. One of the best.
It's like, what do I
in
do?
The game?
I'm injured.
That's it. John Gray. So
let's talk about John Gray. Because we got to see him.
Yeah.
He was very gracious with interviews mm-hmm. for all of the Colorado media.
He was. Yeah. Was that your first time like meeting him properly in that yeah. way? Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Super happy nice guy. Yeah. Like, very super positive. Great guy.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. It's in a different period, kind of like with Nolan Arenado. He just seems a lot more at peace again with how his career's going and how his team is doing. Mm-hmm. But you notice he's a lot more at ease in general. Gray's always kind of been the same way. A little bit happier than normal. He's always happy, but again, a little bit happier. And ultimately, that's just because like he is kind of on vacation back in a place that he knows.
Yeah.
He's on the injured list right now with oblique injury. I think it's his third time on the IL, so hasn't pitched much in the month of August. So that just kind of is what it is. But he's coming back to seeing, you know, some of his friends, you know, and people that he loves. So just kind of like just one notch above. But that's typically the guy that he is. And so seemed really happy. Had himself a fancy blue mitt that matched his uniform with like red laces.
Yeah.
Very jazzy. Very, very snazzy.
Jazzy. That's a nice way to put it. I like that you brought up that he, you know, got to see some friends because Nick Groke had a story about how John Gray had befriended a family of squirrels and then went back during this trip to go see if he could find them, but he couldn't find them.
Gone.
I think the squirrels went out to find him.
Maybe.
Now I'm sobbing.
Could be. I think, man, how much of squirrel chat do we want to get into here? Yeah, apparently
it's always a new animal every show.
They were like on him, apparently, which very Ace Ventura-like.
Mm-hmm.
For him. But no, I think you can, if you need to relocate a squirrel, need can be debatable, but on the East Coast, a lot of squirrels. My dad takes a lot of pride in his yard. So he gets the squirrel traps and he would just drive them. I forget what the distance is. It's like at least 5-6 miles.
Oh, so he would otherwise, trap them back. And relocate them?
Yeah, because otherwise they'll come back. They'll know how to get
Why
back.
Why do you need
somehow.
To trap them in the first place?
because they are eating all your bird food, and they will chew through. They're kind of like rats.
I've never had an issue with a squirrel in my life.
They are kind of nasty creatures. Like, they're low key nasty creatures. They're very cool out here. They're fine. They're not as plentiful. But no, they can be pretty nasty. And again, if you've got nice bird feeders, you want to have a serene backyard and relax. It's a multi-million dollar industry to create bird feeders that squirrels can't get at the bird seed.
Hmm.
And yet it still never works because they're crafty. They're crafty.
You know, good for them.
Good for them.
I like that for them.
Yeah. So
I'm on the squirrel side here.
So I think that gives a little credence to your idea that maybe, just maybe, you know, they went down to Arlington to see if they could find him. Or maybe they stop over in Oklahoma. They pick up the scent there a little bit. Where he's from.
They went
from
to his hometown.
It's a little bit closer, so you know, you might as well. And look, if we're talking about closeness, you're talking about proximity, you've got to make sure you're checking out Green Mountain Dental Group to keep those chompers pearly and white. Cool thing right now is when you mention DNVR Sports, well, look, if you don't mention that, they're still going to give you great care. They've got plenty of clients. They don't necessarily need DNVR Sports folks coming in there. They're doing well. They're doing great. They survived for many, many years without us, but now we're teamed up together. And when you mention DNVR Sports, they're going to hook you up with a $300 discount for a full orthodontics treatment if you're a new patient. You can also get a free set of bleach trays, $350 value, with new patient cleaning, exams, and x-ray. Those are fancier trays than I used, and I used slightly higher end trays. They were great, didn't give me any of that sensitivity. Mm-hmm. So they're giving you something even better than that. It's only 15 minutes outside of downtown Denver. So Green Mountain Dental Group is the place to be for all that and more. And yeah, you know what? Sexy Pizza is the place for some za. They've got 4 locations in Denver, Capitol Hill, Old South Pearl, Jefferson Park, and Park Hill. They've got one down in Trinidad as well. I don't know if the Pecos League. Are you familiar with the Pecos League?
No.
That is mildly obscure. Not as much here. Again, if you're a hardcore person in Colorado. But nationwide, Pecos League is definitely on the bottom rung of independent baseball.
Oh, okay.
Trinidad Triggers. Santa Fe Fuegos are there. Ooh. And then the Roswell Invaders. I don't know if you've ever seen. They have literally like a bright orange pant. Like their jersey and pant are bright orange. Pretty wild. But if you're taking in some Pecos League baseball, not sure if their season has ended yet or not, but you can go down to Trinidad, go to one of those locations. You can go to www.sexy.pizza.
Best URL in the pizza game.
I mean,
let's go.
Could just be any game. Maybe even not in the game. Even retired websites. That is an awesome site. They do a cool thing where they're donating a lot of their profits to nonprofits in the area. And so if you've got a party or some kind of event that you're putting on, check out their about page at www.sexy.pizza. They're a Denver staple here now going on 15 or so years. So
it's a good run.
Make sure you support them. Yeah, so they can keep running. And
Who else has had a good run?
Who?
I don't know. The Rockies. It's going to be their 30th anniversary next year. And we just saw the schedule for next season. Memento. And the show's over.
No. Yeah. Yeah. There's a 30th anniversary logo. I'm not sure if we've got that as a graphic or not. I think it was done in-house. Nice. You know, relatively clean. There you can see it there. So they'll probably bust a patch out for it. This is their 30th season this year. But next year, of course, 93. To 2023, 30 years. That kind of makes me feel old now.
Yeah.
Players whose kids have been in the majors, you go, oh, that makes you feel old, I guess. But like slapping that number on a franchise, that's really where it kind of puts an age on it.
I'm sorry you're suffering like this.
Yeah, no, look, when you are born, you know, 10 years or so after a franchise comes about, like yourself, Susie, going with the bit. You know, it doesn't have the same feel, but 30th anniversary logo is there on the schedule. Quirky one. Now, that was one of the new things with the CBA. There's going to be, like, I think one doubleheader. So the final week of the season at home, they have a doubleheader against the Dodgers. They have an off day the day before, but yet they're going to play 2 games on a Tuesday in September against the Dodgers. Susie, I have never had a conversation with Tony Clark to know how he's negotiating these things with Rob Manfred.
Shoot him a text. Yeah.
It's really weird. There's a quirky schedule. I kind of don't like it, but the thing that I just don't like is just the familiarity of it. Like, it just doesn't seem like a normal rhythm, you know, where of like, all right, you got a NL West road trip here, or hey man, a lot of games inside the division in the month of May or June, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There kind of isn't that, because you're taking one road series and one home series against the division, and you're now spreading that out to the American League.
I personally like it a lot.
I think during the season, once we get going, you're absolutely right. I'm not really complaining about it. It's just weird. You're looking at it, and I don't feel any rhythm. This year, there was so much rhythm where it seemed like they're home for a week, road week, home week.
I see what you mean.
Like that, right?
Yeah.
Now the schedule just, it's not like that at all. So let's just kind of break it down, mm-hmm. starting from opening day.
Yeah.
March 30th.
So they're opening on the road in mm-hmm. San Diego.
How it should have been this year, or at least
it was supposed to be that.
In SoCal. Mm-hmm. I feel like the Rockies have had that a lot. So three games in San Diego, two in LA. So that's kind of a cool one too, especially if you do the old PCH, Pacific Coast Highway, take the one back and forth. Mm-hmm. That's a nice little drive. So that's a cool one. That's the only time that happens. It might even be the only double or back to back California spots, which just sounds crazy to think about. Unless there's some weird American League thing with Oakland or something. But I don't think so, because Oakland is playing here.
Oakland,
but yes,
comes here, yeah.
They start March 30th, a home opener, April 6th against Nationals.
Kind of random.
Okay, kind of random. It's also on a Thursday. So that might have happened this year. I'm not sure.
No, it was Thursday, a Friday.
It was a Friday?
It was a Friday this year.
They usually try to schedule those things. But a light schedule in April, which is good, because you never know what the weather. That's usually how it's ideal.
April, yeah. May, snow in June.
May, I think they have a lot of home games. That's like where they've got the most. And then after that, it is spread out just a little bit. Couple big series, though, for folks looking ahead, and they're going, do I want season tickets? Do I want a partial plan just so I can get my foot in the door, so I can get my dibs? What are, in your opinion, some of the bigger series coming in? We know all the National League teams are coming.
Yes.
But in the American League, who do you like most, Susie?
Okay, so very excited to see the Angels are coming to Coors Field June 23rd to 25th.
It's a weekend one, too.
It's a weekend one, yes. The Yankees are coming to town July 14th through the 16th.
Right after the All-Star break,
yeah,
also
right after
weekend.
The All-Star break. And the Blue Jays in September from the 1st to the 3rd. Excited to see the Blue Jays. Love the Blue Jays. I'm sure Tapia will still be around.
Well, I'll give credit to Kevin Henry of Rock Spa for this, because he immediately, when he saw the schedule, he goes, is there going to be a video package for Raimel Tapia? And you know what? Yes, I think there will be.
There
Why
absolutely
not?
Will be.
So many great memories. Like, he absolutely deserves one.
Yeah.
I think.
He put on a show.
He did.
Yeah.
Some cool homestands. Longest one of the season. 10 games. That goes to that one in late June. Mm-hmm. And with the Angels come to town, then the Dodgers, then the Tigers. So that will be
what
fun.
What a random combination, too.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of randomness. 2023 schedule, random. Like, that's how you describe it. And then in May, as I said, that's kind of where they've got a glut of their home games. From the 12th to the 28th, 13 of 16 at home. So they've got, like, maybe 9, and then what do I mean? Maybe I'm looking right at the schedule.
Yeah, you have it. I left mine in the other room.
It's hard to do the quick math. 6 games at home against Philly and Cincinnati, then they get a day off. They go out 3 to Texas, and then 7 at home against Miami and the Mets. So those are the home stand, and then the season ends. Because, again, season's going to be on the line. They've got those 4 games against the Dodgers, and then they finish with 3 games against
the Minnesota Twins.
As
of
you do.
Of all teams.
As you do. Now, there's always one interleague game, right? Because you have an odd amount of teams in the AL and the NL. So you've got 14 AL teams in 7 games. Cool. 14 NL teams. This is how math works. You mm-hmm. Everyone probably already knows this. But there's one interleague game, or there should only be one. Now, because this schedule is so all over the place, I haven't checked, but it really wouldn't surprise me if there were multiple mm-hmm. interleague games, because it's just hard to figure it all out because of all of the, you know, strange road trips and the traveling that goes on. They've got one in September, 3 in San Diego, and then they go to Chicago. Hmm. All right. 3 in Tampa Bay and 3 in Baltimore. They're both in the AL East, but again, going up and down the coast. Mm-hmm. That's a trip. St. Louis, Milwaukee, and L.A. Is the longest road trip.
These are weird road trips.
It is. Now, the one in mid-June is kind of cool. Boston, Atlanta, Cincinnati. Going old school there. Boston, Fenway Park. They're back in Fenway. That's a big one that I circled.
I was at Fenway the last time the Rockies were there.
Very nice.
I drove on up after work.
Well, you were, I think you were also an infant there in 2007 during the World Series.
I so was, a yes. Times just a baby. Yeah.
You hear, you got something good on the schedule over there?
Kamyron Gill. Sorry if I butchered that name. Is asking if DJ LeMahieu was going to get a video package.
Oh, most definitely. Great call. Yeah, he hasn't hadn't been thought back. About that because he has also not returned to Coors Field.
But then again, has the statute of limitations on celebrating DJ LeMahieu already expired? I feel like he's already been gone for so long.
That's a great question.
That like it just might not be as relevant to people now. People have short memories.
4 years have gone by. 2023 would be the fifth year.
Mm-hmm.
I still say yes, but that's a fair question. It's a legit question. I still think he would get that because I think fans are going to give him a standing ovation. He's very much beloved, rightfully so.
Rightfully so.
But as you point out, like it has been a long ass time.
Yeah.
Since he's been on the Rocks. I mean, it really is strange. It seems like every other homestand, someone comes back. You know, Adam Ottavino might have been first with the Mets, and then you know we just had Arenado, we had John Gray, and all these guys come back, and you go, man, they're all over the place. And then Tapia and Toronto, and
they grow up and leave the nest so fast.
And they didn't have to. Which they didn't is, have what to. Also made it wild. Now here's the thing that they're also in Seattle too.
Oh,
early
yeah.
in the season, I don't know what the weather is like in Seattle in April. It's already kind of a rainy season in.
I feel like April and May are just going to be a mess, especially with all those Rockies home games.
Yeah, but the All-Star game's going to be in Seattle. So, again, if you're doing some fantasy booking, another wrestling reference.
I don't get it.
You skip Seattle in April, but then you go to the All-Star game in the middle of July. July is a weird month. Get this.
Okay.
Even if you remove the All-Star break, which is three days. Even if you remove the day after the All-Star break, which some teams have a game that night, if you don't even count those 4 days off, July still has the most off days. Five. Outside of just the All-Star break, there's still 5 days off in July. September has only three, and you got a doubleheader to contend with there. August has four. That's good for the dog days of summer, but May only has three off days. So altogether, if you do decide to include the All-Star break, 9 days off where there's not going to be a Rockies game in July.
That seems unnecessary. It seems unnecessary, and it seems like a lot of those off days maybe will be used to make up for the games that were missed in May for whatever weather things are happening.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm like nervous about the weather in May already. Look at me. It's August 2022. And I'm worried about the weather in May of 2023.
You're pointing out the weather, and we haven't referenced this in a while, but the Rockies got out the gate real quick with six doubleheaders this season. Only two were scheduled, as opposed to a couple other teams, I think, had at least three. But six doubleheaders is the most they've ever played in 1 year. We're still waiting to see. Could they have number seven? I don't know where we can do some more fantasy booking of a rainout, you know, maybe Atlanta, maybe Cincinnati. I haven't checked the weather report to see what happens to set that record. But let's look ahead to the series. I think you got a couple notes, but I do want to talk about the Mets series. Four games, all at 5:10, kind of on the later side. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 11:40 a.m. Some baseball and brunch on Sunday.
You pitching know, it's matchups.
Oh, it's always fun when you have that. DeGrom, yes, you're going to get DeGrom and Scherzer for better or worse. I think for better. You want to test their mettle. You want to test these guys a little bit against the best. You also want to see the best, so that's kind of cool. DeGrom, Feltner on Thursday. Chris Bassett versus Chad Kuhl probably, but he said probably Chad Kuhl. Didn't put it in. Put it out there officially. On Saturday, Kyle Freeland against, to be determined for the Mets, but it could be, David Peterson in what might be the first ever, what I'm dubbing, Colorado Collision. I don't think we've ever had two starting pitchers from Colorado.
Well, the good news is you have so many days to figure out if that will be, or if that will be something that makes history.
Yeah.
History. Yeah. Could That's be. Pretty cool, though.
And then you've got a matchup of two German aces, Max Scherzer and the Kaiser, Hermann Marquez. Kind of really like that matchup there. That one could be really cool.
I can't with you right now.
Scherzer versus German versus Hermann. He's also known as the Kaiser, too. So
that's true.
Don't sleep on that. And then, you know, on Friday, Susie showed you. I don't know if you want to do a sneak peek. You want to give people a taste on some of the just topics you want to talk about, even if you just want to wrap things up. I want to give you the driver's seat here.
Because
I know I'm excited.
Yeah.
For what you've got in store on Friday.
Yeah. So Patrick can have a day off. He obviously needs a break because we have all been working hard.
Because look at me. I need a break.
He's a mess. Look at him. A disaster. But I'll be hosting the
compliment, or are you just like going at Patrick?
Patrick, you just look like garbage. Key. Please take a day off. No.
The problem I have with that is I always look like this. So, .. All right, go ahead. That was a verbal ellipsis. Always garbage.
So, yeah. I'll be taking the reins on Friday, trying to book some good guests. Might have some people from the Mets media.
Ooh.
You know?
And you're going to have some hot takes. You still have a couple more hot takes before we get out of here.
I still have some. I have some updates for people on some of the things we've talked about this week.
Updates and hot takes. Ooh. Is that a segment?
It might be. Hurry up. Probably you not. Here. Make a graphic right now.
All right. Give us right some updates and hot takes.
All right. So Ryan McMahon, the glove, the ball went through it. It was very confusing for him. But also, you know, it was kind of a big moment because that is the same glove he's had since High A. And I think we were talking either during the show, maybe after the show, about, oh my gosh, that might be where he met his wife. I wonder if it's a sentimental glove. So I asked him, just in passing the other day, I was like, oh wait, so is that where you met your wife? And he's like, yeah, it is. And I'm like, now that glove is, you know, kind of done for. Like, was that sentimental? He's like, no, that was not a sentimental glove. No.
I also thought he was just going to say like, oh, I didn't even put those two things together because my wife and my mitt don't really hang out. It's like two separate worlds, like George Costanza, like, you know.
There's got to be something here.
It's like they don't know each other. We keep business at the ballpark.
So, yes, got an update on that. I did ask Rangers pitcher Taylor Hearn what he wants for his birthday because Robin said that we should ask him. And he said twice, I had a nice conversation with him, but twice he was like, and I'm not telling you what I want for my birthday. And I'm not telling Robin.
Oh, wow. So she got relegated to like, I have an idea. And he tried to give her some hints. Now you ruined her.
Shut
a
out.
Bit there.
Yeah. I've created some family drama for the Hearns, and that's a shame because they're all very nice.
You B-day blocked her. It's not cool. You should not be B-day blocking people. Not
very,
cool.
Very sad stuff. I had an interesting conversation with Brad Miller and his parents, Brad Miller of the Rangers.
The Millers.
Formerly known as Bamboo Brad.
Yes. We spoke with the Millers?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't get what you're... Yes, I talked to the Millers, the Miller family. They're a lovely family. Do we have time to play my chat with him? Yeah, so I'll intro.
Could I get that reference?
I don't. Yeah, it's a movie, The Millers. Yeah. What about it? It's like the most basic name. I don't get why it's funny. Anyway, sorry I'm not yes-anding, you lunatics.
It's just the thing you say, like, to pretend like you know someone. Like, oh, hey, I ran into Stephen Krabappel and his mom. Like, oh, Mrs. Krabappel? And you'd be like, oh, you know? I'm like, no, but that's what his mom would be. And go, oh,
explaining
all right,
explaining the joke doesn't really...
We didn't get it.
Make it fun. No, I get it. I don't... I just don't...
Oh, believe me, this isn't Bill Burr type material.
I just don't think you're funny.
This is just dad humor is what
all
it is.
All right, I'm going to reel it in. Here okay, so Brad Miller, I found out some intel on him. So his family, great baseball fans, great baseball family.
Yeah.
Brad Miller's first MLB game that he ever attended was at... Coors Field. And I think that's adorable.
That's cool.
Back when he was a kid. So anyway, I chatted with him about it. Yahir has got the audio for it. Let's roll it.
can remember. Yeah, my dad's been talking about it all week. How, oh, this is the first place you went to a game. So figured you might have got the intel from there.
So he told me that your sister was about 7 and learned how to keep score.
Yep, 100%.
And you were about 5 and only wanted to eat.
Okay, so maybe it was 95 then. Maybe it was sooner. And that sounds about right. Yeah, that's about accurate.
I mean, do you remember that? Like,
I remember 100%. I remember like just how big the stadium was, how big it felt, and I remember like Don Tibichet, and I remember I think it was the Padres. If I had to guess, my dad would 100% remember every detail of the game. Mm-hmm. But yeah, kind of cool. I love this place. It's awesome.
Yeah, so I love that, and also yeah, Brad Miller's dad friends with Don Tibichet.
Mr. Miller knows Don Tibichet.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
They played junior college baseball together.
Well, he's from Florida, I think. So.
Yeah, they're all Florida guys. Makes sense. They're all Florida men.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They're
Florida
all,
men's.
They're all Florida men. So, yeah, he was great to chat with, too. So, yeah, just lots of...
That's it. Updates and hot takes.
Updates and hot takes.
We don't like dad jokes because we don't get them. That's the takeaway, right?
I didn't say that I didn't get the joke. I just don't get why it's funny.
You said it. What do they say? 6 of one, half a dozen of the other. Agree to agree. I think is what we're saying ultimately, right?
No, because you're saying you don't. You're saying I don't get the joke. I'm saying Patrick, you're straight up not funny.
Absolutely. you heard it from her right there, loud and clear. You can read us loud and clear, obviously, at thednvr.com, 50 cents for your first month, or on Twitter, at @dnvr_Rockies. At Patrick D. Lyons is where I'm at.
And I am at the Susie Hunter on all platforms.
Got a lot of momentum going into the final couple shows of the week, Mets series. It's going to get wild. They're gone for a while. Rockies don't return until Labor Day. Milwaukee Brewers, 2-10 start. So, but look, you know what they truly say about momentum? It's only as good as your next show. So we'll talk to you then.